我们读一些圣经。
We read a few Bible passages.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter 2.
第十六节。
16.
彼得前书第二章第十六节。
First Peter 2:16.
你们虽是自由的，却不可叫自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God.
他这里说总要做神的仆人。
And we should be servants of God.
哥林多后书第六章第四节。
Second Corinthians 6:4.
第六章第四节上面一句话，反倒在各样事上表明自己是神的用人。
Second Corinthians 6:4.
哥林多后书六章四节，反倒在各样的事上表明自己是基督，是神的用人。
But in all things, approving ourselves as the minister of God.
加拉太书第一章
And then Galatians 1
第十节
Galatians 1:10
加拉太书第一章第十节
Galatians 1:10
我现在是要讨人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢呢？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人了。
For do I now persuade man or God, or do I seek to please man? For if I yet please man, I should not be the servant of Christ.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians 6.
以弗所书第六章。第六节。以弗所书第六章第六节。
Ephesians 6:6.
不要只在眼前侍奉，像是讨人喜欢的，要像基督的仆人，从心里遵行神的旨意。
Not with eye service as man pleasers, but as the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart.
最后我们翻到提摩太后书。
And then 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy 2.
过去都读过了，我们再来读一下哈，第三到第六节。
From verses 3-6.
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。凡在军中当兵的，不将事物缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。人若在场上比武，非按规矩不能得冠冕。劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, and that he may please him who had chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for mastery, yet is not crowned except he strive lawfully. The husbandman that labor must be first partaker of the fruit.
十四节到第十六节。
And then verses 14-16.
你要使众人回想这些事，在主面前祝福他们，不可为言语争辩，这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道，但要远避世俗的虚谈，因为这等人必进到更不敬虔的地步。
For these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
19-23.
And then 19-23.
然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有着印记说主认识谁是他的人， 又说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。你要逃避少年的私欲，从那倾心祷告主的人，追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论，总要弃绝，因为知道这等事，是起真敬。
Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from this, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Flee also from youthful lust, and follow righteousness, faith, love, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strife.
最后24、25节。
And then 24 and 25.
然而主的仆人不可增进，只要温温和和的待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐，用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，活着神给他们悔改的心可以明白真道。
And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth.
我们圣经就先读这么多。
And we'll end here our reading.
我最近几次跟弟兄姊妹交通到我们神要我们侍奉他。
These few times I've been sharing with brothers and sisters about serving the Lord.
神给了我们两个身份。
God gave us two positions.
一个是神儿子的身份。
One is that we have the position of a son.
一个是做他仆人的身份。
But the other is to be a servant.
我们做他儿子能够承受他一切给我们所要给我们的。
As a son, we receive what he wants to give us.
做一个仆人，我们要向他交账。
But then as a servant, we are accountable to him.
他要我们来侍奉他。
He wants us to serve him.
我用提摩太后书里面提了几点与弟兄姊妹有交通。
I want to share a few points from 2 Timothy.
我讲过主要我们成为精兵。
I said that the Lord wants us to be soldiers.
我们一般的想法精兵要很能够打的。
A lot of times we think soldiers have to fight.
他是非常能干。
And they're very capable.
但是神在这里很精兵是能够放下多少。
But to the Lord, as a soldier, you have to leave behind things that entangle you.
他说你不要被事物缠身。
You cannot be entangled by the affairs of this world.
换句话说就是我们能够放下多少。
That means you have to let go.
我们今天许多事我们放不了。
Today, there are many things we cannot let go.
因为我们放不了，我们没办法成为精兵。
And because we cannot let go, we cannot be soldiers.
所以做仆人第一个是做精兵。
So, to be a servant, the first thing is to be a soldier.
第二个他说你在场上比武要按规矩。
The second thing is like, if you're an athlete, you have to do it according to the law.
他说我们今天当仆人，我们要按规矩来当仆人。
So today, as a servant, you have to follow rules.
所以我们在服事上，我们不能够随便。
So in our ministry, in our service, we cannot be careless.
我们今天要求主帮助我们拒绝用我们自己的方法。
We need to ask the Lord that we can, we don't use our own method.
我们也不用我们天然的能力。
And we do not use our natural strength.
我们更认识神的作为，我们能够按规矩的来服事。
We need to know God's way and do our service according to His rules.
第三个提到做农夫。
The third talks about being a farmer.
他说做农夫你要劳力。
As a farmer, you have to labor.
你要劳力才得粮食。
If you labor, then you can get a harvest.
他特别提到，你如果愿意劳力的话，你是先得粮食。
And if you are willing to labor, you are the partaker of the first.
神对我们都非常非常看顾我们的。
The Lord really looks after us.
我们真的愿意在他面前服侍，是劳力的来服侍。他说：“你先得粮食。”
If we're willing to serve and serve laboring, then you will be the first partaker of the fruit.
我们愿意付代价在侍奉他的事上。主说：“你先得粮食。”
If you're willing to pay the price in serving Him, then you will be the first partaker.
这个益处是神先给谁愿意劳力。
The Lord gives to those who are willing to labor.
主也供应谁愿意劳力。
And He's willing to supply to those who are willing to labor.
神也给我们在服事上看到那个效果。
And He lets us see the fruit of our service.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹交通到做无愧的工人。
Last time I shared about a laborer who is faithful. A laborer who has clear conscience.
一个无愧的工人，第一件事情我们能够无愧的是我与神没有拦阻。
If you have a clear conscience, then there's nothing between you and God.
我们如果跟神有拦阻的话，那没办法做无愧的工。
If there's something between you and God, we cannot have a clear conscience.
所以神给我们这个良心啊，是给我们能够说我们跟神究竟有没有阻隔。
So if the Lord gives us this conscience to make us realize whether there's something between us and Him.
有一次我在这个学生聚会里面，我问弟兄姊妹一个问题，怎么样叫做有平安
？So I asked the students, what does it mean to have peace?
我们都要平安。
All of us want peace.
怎么才有平安
？Now how do you have peace?
这个两个回答都很好。
There were two answers, and both of them are very good.
我们知道平安不是外面啥事都没发生就叫平安的。
Of course we know peace is not, there's nothing going on outside.
我们外面可以没事情发生，但是我心里面是翻腾的。
There could be nothing happening around us, but inside there's no peace.
所以真正的平安是里面。
So the real peace is from within.
你里面有平安，就算外面翻腾，里面是安息。
If you have real peace, even though outside there's turmoil, but inside there's rest.
这个才叫做真平安。
That is the real peace.
另外一个的回答，他说我能够有平安，里面有平安，乃是我里面良心没有责备我。
Another answer is, if I have peace within, then there's no reprimand or rebuke from the conscience.
你要知道我里面，当我对里面看一看，我里面没有责备，你知道那个平安不得了。
So if the conscience is not rebuking us, then there's real peace.
So 我们今天要做无愧的公民。第一个，我们里面是安息。
So for a servant to be have to have a clear conscience, there's real peace inside.
做一个无愧的公民。
For a clear conscience servant,
当我们交通的时候，我们要单纯。
When we share, we have to be simple.
如果我们在交通里面我们不单纯的话，
If in our sharing we're not simple,
我们把那个注意力在我们自己身上，
then the focus is on us.
我们要交通，我们要讲什么是注意，要别人注意到我这个人的时候，
When we share and we want other people to focus on us,
你就发现我们里面就没有可以是无愧。
Then you will realize that you know you don't have a clear conscience.
不管我们话多对。
Even though our words might be right.
不管我们话多听得多好。
Or the words sounds really good.
我们已经不能够成为一个无愧的公民。
Then we can no longer be one with clear conscience.
我们今天在侍奉。
So today when we serve.
如果我们的出发点是为了我们这个自己
，If we are doing it for ourselves，
这个也不能够成为一个无愧的东西。
Then we cannot have a clear conscience。
我们记得保罗说，有人传福音是 是为着增加我捆锁的苦楚。
Paul said some people preach the gospel in order to add problem to his being in bondage.
我们说今天传福音非常好的事。
We say, of course, preaching the gospel is very good.
但是有人传福音的动机不对。
But then the motivation of some in preaching is wrong.
当你动机不对，你就没办法成为一个无愧的功。
If you have the wrong motive, then you cannot be one with clear conscience.
我常跟弟兄姊妹讲，我们求主给我们眼睛能够打开。
So I really say to brothers and sisters, may our eyes be open.
我们不是看到是对的事，我们就说什么都对了。
We cannot say because the thing is right, then it's right.
我们需要求主给我们里面是亮的。
But that inside of us is lighted.
我们对的事，还需要我们里面的人是对的。
Not only outwardly is correct, but inside this person is also right.
保罗在这里说，做无愧的工人，他讲着不为言语去争辩。
As a minister with clear conscience, you don't strive with words.
他这里说，你不为了字句来争辩。
You don't strive with the words.
你看，字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
We know that the letters kill, but the spirit gives life.
所以我们要真的求主给我们不是在字句里面去做文章，而是我们真的能够从这些话里面，我们的帮助，别人也的帮助。
But then we really want to get help from the word, and also others will also be helped by the word.
他也想说不要进入世俗的虚谈。
And we also don't want to enter into profane babbling.
你说这个世俗的谈论，他说会带到一个很不好的结局。
All these profane talk will end up in a bad result.
你知道，特别这里讲到，我们都是蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
You see, we are all saved.
你知道，我们今天在神弟兄姊妹聚在一起，如果我们聚在一起只能够讲吃喝
，If together we only talk about eating and drinking，
啊，穿啊，住啊。
What we wear, where we live.
玩呢？这个玩乐，这个怎么成功发达
？Or having pleasure and how to be successful.
怎么赚钱升级
？How to get promoted and earn money.
你们聚在一起都是谈这些事。
If together, these are what we talk about.
就是这里保罗说的，我们成为世俗的人只会谈这些。
Then we are worldly people, and these are all we talk about.
你说为什么会谈这些
？Now, why do we talk about this thing?
因为我们的观念受这个世界的影响。
It's because our perspective is being influenced by the world.
我们活在地上这么久。
We have lived in this earth for so long.
我年轻人没有活太久。
Maybe young people haven't lived that long.
但是也够受世界的影响。
But they have been influenced heavily.
因着这个影响，也影响了所有很多的决定。
And because of this influence, it comes out in all your decisions in life.
所以我们今天求主给我们的观念，能够一步一步脱离世界给我们的观念。
So hopefully that we, before the Lord, our perspective will gradually change and leave that worldly perspective behind.
因为这个世界影响是太大。
Because the influence of the world is really great.
有时候我看一些女孩子这个穿什么衣服，因为现在的 fashion 是什么，她已经跟过去了。
So when I look at the sisters, the fashion that they have, it's really influenced by the world.
我有时候看一些男生这个剪个头发的发型，哦，现在是这样子。
Or you know the man, their hairstyle, oh, this is the fashion today.
所以你知道，世界给我们的影响超过我们所能够想。
So the influence of this world is beyond our own understanding.
保罗在这里又说到，你要持守真道。
And then.Apollo said you have to keep the truth.
换句话说，我们不是去传另一个福音。
We are not preaching another gospel.
我上次花了很多的时间谈到这一点。
Last time I spent a lot of time on this.
在保罗的时代，他们另外一个福音就信耶稣不够，你还要守律法。
In Paul's time, For them, another gospel refers to, it's not enough to believe in Jesus, you still have to keep the law.
我们今天，我们不小心的，我们也信耶稣，但是我们会守了许多古人的遗传。
Today, yes, we believe in Jesus, but if we're not careful, we're going to be influenced by tradition.
很多基督教里面的很多都是古人的遗传传下来。
In Christianity, there are a lot of traditions from the old days.
我们没有去分辨这是不是主的话，要我们这样。And
we don't discern whether from the Word of God does He really want us to follow this.
保罗还讲一点，你要按照真理分解。
And then he also said that we have to divide the word.
你真的能够分解这个神的话的话，你需要有悟性。
If you want to divide the word, you need to have discernment.
你需要有经历。
You need to have experience.
也需要主启示我。
And you need to have the Lord revealing to us.
如果我们没有的话，
If we do not have.
我们很难正义分解神的话。Then
we cannot divide the word.
我今天要继续讲到第五点。And
then the fifth point.
做贵重的器。It's
to be the vessel of honor.
我不知道在家里有没有贵重的器。I
don't know if at home you have vessel of honor.
我学生可能少一点，有家庭有房子的，有没有贵重的东西？
Maybe. Students don't have it, but let's say you have a house. Do you have vessel of honor in your house?
这个我不知道，学生可能有啊，拿到什么 reward 奖牌啊，这个可能很贵重。Maybe
to the students, if you have a medal as an award, that's precious to you.
你怎么对待你贵重的东西？
How do you treat your vessel of precious vessels?
如果这是查经，我就会问。Well,
this is not a Bible study, so I'm gonna give the answer.
对啊，我们今天贵重的，你藏在哪处心肠？
If it is something precious to you, oh, you will take it out and then admire it.
你看到这就很安慰， I got it.
And you're comforted that I got it.
摆在哪里，就问就过去看一看，我得到了。And
then you maybe take a look at it, and then yes, I have it.
或者你这个很多钱买回来，你做什么摆设？Or
if you bought something that is expensive to you, that's a decoration.
手不手去擦一擦它，把灰尘弄掉。You
will clean it up, dust it off.
你看，当主耶稣在当保罗在这里讲的贵重的器皿，你看它内容讲什么？But
when Paul talked about vessel of honor, what's the content?
他不是在讲那里摆在那里做摆设。
He's not talking about being a decoration.
神今天要我们成为贵重器皿，不是摆在那里做摆设。
To be a vessel of honor is not for decoration.
他是要用我们的。
He is to use us.
所以我们今天要贵重，我们是不贵重的才拿来用的，对不对？我们贵重的什么都不舍得用。
For us, we only use those vessels that are lower value, and the ones that are more precious, we don't use them.
但是我们的主。 他要用贵重的，不贵重的，他当个摆设。But
for the Lord, He used the vessels of honor, and He does not use the vessel to dishonor.
保罗在这里说大户人家。Now
in this great house.
你要知道，神的家在圣经里面从来不讲是大户人家。The
house of God is in the Bible is never referred to as a great house.
如果你读路加福音的时候，主耶稣说。 你们这蒙恩得救出来的人是一批的小群，很少数的人。In
Luke, when the Lord talks about those who are saved by grace, He refers them to the little flock.
但是到保罗那个时候，他就想成为大户的人家。But
even in the time of Paul, he's also already referring to a great house.
这个是有不正常的现象出现。Because
there are certain abnormalities that has shown itself.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他说：“你们是芥菜种。”The
Lord, when He was on earth, He said, "You are but a mustard seed."
芥菜种长出来的是什么？是芥菜。When
the mustard seed grows, it is a mustard plant.
很多人在家里有种菜哈，那个菜长出来应该都不太大的。
when you plant a mustard seed, the plant that comes out is not very big.
啊，主耶稣在讲那个比喻的时候，他的芥菜长出来成为一棵大树。
But when the Lord talked about that parable, he said the mustard seed grew into a big tree.
换句话说，不正常。
That means it's abnormal.
应该是像一个菜，它却像一个树。
You know, it should be a vegetable, but it turned into a tree.
所以当保罗在这里说，神的家今天成为大户人家。
And here, Paul says, the house has become a great house.
它里面有金银木，木瓦的东西了。
So in there, there's vessels of gold, silver, wood, and earth.
所以它这个木器瓦器哈，这个就是这个。各种器具都有了。
There are different kinds of vessels in here.
我们知道金是讲的出于神的。
We know gold is of God.
我们知道银是讲到神的救赎。
Silver talks about salvation.
木讲到出于人的。
Wood is out of man.
瓦讲到出于人的天然。
And earth is of the nature of man.
神所要的是金银。
What the Lord wants is gold and silver.
他说出于木的。出于瓦的，出于人跟天然，神是不要的。
So out of wood and earth, out of man and natural, not good.
他要神家里面能够只有贵重，而不是卑贱。
And what the Lord wants is only those to honor, but He does not want those to dishonor.
他说木瓦就是卑贱的器。
The wood and earth are vessels of dishonor.
我们从主耶稣在地上也讲过，他说我们今天蒙恩得救的，在神家中是麦子。
The Lord said those who are saved are the wheat.
但是今天的神家中有稗子。
But then there are chaff in the house of the Lord today.
他们的表面出租起来都差不多。
When they come out, you know, they all look alike.
到那一天主要收割的时候。就要把他们分别出来。
But during the day of harvest, the Lord is going to divide them up.
这些稗子是没有神生命的人。
The chaff are those without life.
却在外表看起来是像有。
But outwardly, they look as if they have life.
所以这是大户人家的第一个点。
So this is the first point about this great house.
主也讲到在神家中，他说应该都是童女。
In the family of God, there should only be virgins.
并且要成为聪明的童女。
And they should be wise virgins.
但是今天在神家里面还有愚拙的童女。
But then today, there are foolish virgins.
童女都是得救的。
Virgins are those who are saved.
但是神还要告诉我们说，在童女的当中还是有分聪明的跟愚拙。
But even among the saved the virgins, there are the wise and the foolish.
只有聪明的童女。是那贵重的器。
And the wise virgins are the ones who are vessels of honor.
所以主既然要我们成为贵重的器，我们该如何成为贵重的器？
So since the Lord wants us to be vessels of honor, how do we become vessels of honor?
所以我今天愿意来交通一下，我们如何成为贵重的器。
So I want to share how do we become vessels of honor.
第一个点
First,
我们要有第一手的经历。
We have to have first-hand experience.
没有 second-hand, 没有 second-hand 这个中文应该怎么样？
第二手
还是就是说不真实的经历。
So we don't want second experience or things that are unreal.
你知道我们会成为第二手的哈，因为我们是道听途说的。
Second hand is because we just heard about it.
我们是抄别人的。
And we imitate other people.
我们这样子糊里糊涂的。
And because of this, we're really careless.
我们不清不楚。
And we're not really clear about it.
你知道我们很多事情，今天我发现很多弟兄姊妹还在问，我们怎么主怎么跟我们讲话呢？
Many children of God still ask the question, how does God speak to us?
弟兄姊妹，我们一得救就该知道主怎么跟我们讲话。
The moment we get saved, we should already know how God speaks.
但是我们发现很多人所谓信主很久还不知道主怎么听主的话。
But many who are saved for a long time still do not know how God speaks to them.
有人信主一两年、两三年，还问你真的听见主的话、主的声音吗？
Some saved for two, three years, they still hear from the Lord?
我们今天要问，我为什么听不见主的话？
We should ask, how come I cannot hear from the Lord today?
当我们要说我怎么听见主的话，我们退一步来讲，我们怎么样会听不见主的话？
Maybe we should ask, how come we cannot hear from the Lord?
我们弟兄 Jeff 上礼拜跟我们交通。
Well, Jeff shared with us last week.
因着我们硬着心，你就不会听到主的话。
Because you have hardened your heart, that's why you cannot hear from the Lord.
你不要去明白怎么样听主的话，乃是我们有个基本的问题，我硬着心就听不见。
The question is not how to hear from him, but the issue is you have hardened your heart.
第二个，我们心太乱了，静不下来，听不见神的话。
Our hearts are too confused. We cannot quiet down and listen to him.
你有没有觉得你每天心中都很乱？
Do you see that your heart is in turmoil every day?
工作哇，忙起来乱。
You're so busy with your work.
回家一看到孩子跑来跑去，不止乱，头都昏了。
And then you see kids running around, then you can't handle it anymore.
所以你发现啊，我们静不下来的时候。请问你怎么听主的话？
So if you cannot quiet down, how can you listen to God?
我不讲太多哈，我只讲这两点哈。一个，我们如果心硬或者我静不下来，你不用想怎么听主的话。
So I'm just going to mention these two things about if you harden your heart or you cannot quiet your heart, how can you hear him?
主可以是用许多人事物在对我们说话。
The Lord can really use people and things to be speaking to us.
第二个
Secondly,
我们除了听主的话，我第二个我们需要有看见。
Other than listening to the Lord, the second thing is we should see.
我们说，我怎么能够看见？
Again, we say, how can I see?
我现在也退一步问一个，就是我为什么没看见？
Or we should ask, how come I cannot see?
没看见一个，你在黑暗里你就看不到。
You cannot see because you're in darkness.
那我们今天把灯全关了，一现在就是晚上。我跟你讲，很多人在这腰受伤了，不是人踩人就是踢到椅子。
If we turn off the light, well, maybe we will get hurt because we'll be stamping on each other.
如果我们是在黑暗中，我们一定看不见。
If we're in darkness, we will not see.
圣经也告诉我们说。如果你这个有帕子的话，你也看不见。
Or if you have a veil, you cannot see either.
你可以看到一点，不清不楚的。
You might see, but not clearly.
我常常用这个，我真的现在不知道这个应该怎么讲啊，就是 3D 的哈，3D 的图片，但是表面只是一些图案，但是背后有一个画。
So if you look like, at the picture, the 3D, you know, outwardly there's something, but then there's something kind of hidden inside.
我以前在，我其实在家里还有这个，我很喜欢对学生们常常把这个图片摆出来，问他看到什么。
I like to show students those pictures and say to them, what do you see?
有人说我看见了。
Some people say, oh, I see it.
就怎么都看不见。
But actually they don't.
有些人没看见。
Oh, yeah, some people don't.
那个是我后面要讲。这个，你发现没看见跟看见它有个原因的，因为你眼睛一定要怎么搞，你才能够看得见。
Well, there is a reason why you don't see because your eyes have to be focused on certain things to see.
所以我们今天哈，这个你看不看见，因为有关键的东西使我们看不见的。
So that today when you can't see, there's something critical that's making you not able to see.
So 第一所的经历第三点，我们信心上面一定要有经历。
And the third thing is we need to have experience of faith.
如果我们多年信主，我讲一些信心的经历都是只能够讲别人的，那我们没有第一所。
If after many years of being a believer, we do not have first-hand experience,And we can only talk about other people's experience. That's not enough.
我们需要在信心的学习上有我们第一手的经历。
We need to have first experience of faith.
我过去也跟弟兄姊妹交通这几次关于信心的事。
I've also shared about faith in the past few times.
要知道神做事情啊，永远是我们 因信的过程我们先动才看到那个结果。
It's always because we can believe him and then we move, then we can see results.
你怎么读圣经里面都是讲因为我信的我的主我动就看到结果。
When you read the Bible, you always see this pattern. Because I believe, then I move, then I see a result.
所以我跟弟兄姊妹讲你要经历主的话 you obey first and then understand. 你先顺服你就明白神为什么这样说。
That's why I always tell brothers and sisters,Obey first, then you will understand.
这直接很简单，如果英文字就是四个字，对吧 ？Obey first, then understand. 这很简单的事，要做起来非常的难。
These are simple words. Obey first, then understand. But it's very hard to do it.
因为我们顺服不了，所以一直看不到那个结果。
It's because we cannot obey, so we cannot see the result.
我们就会一直问为什么。
For us, we always ask why, why.
我们也。一直不能够很明白，只知道总有意思，但是很就是不明白，要摆在这里为什么
？And then we don't understand. We just keep asking why.
为什么别人能够顺一点，我就这么艰难呢
？Why is it easier for others and so difficult for me？
神要我们先能够看到某个事，信的过程，我走了，我就能够理解神为什么这个事发生。
And God wants us to believe in Him, and then when we take that first step, that walk, then we'll.Have the result.
跟弟兄姊妹讲，这影响我们一生太多事了。
This influences many, many things in our life.
啊，你找工作，别人找到我找不到。
Like looking for a job, other people find it, and I don't.
那年轻人找交朋友、谈恋爱，为什么他好好的，我要分手
了 ？Well, how come the other people have good relationship, and I have to break up?
总有东西告诉我们说，我们今天能够顺服，既然这样子，我们能够理解，我们就能够往前。
And so the Lord wants us to obey, then we will understand, then we can move forward.
第四个
And the fourth thing.
祷告蒙答应
Our prayers are answered.
或者这样说，我的祷告主听见
Or my prayer, the Lord hears me.
我们今天也会问，主怎么听我的祷告啊
You will ask, you know, how does the Lord hear my prayer?
我怎么怎么我、啊、这个怎么主不听啊
Well, how come the Lord does not hear my, listen to my prayer?
那我以及圣经很明显讲的哈，心中注重罪孽，主必不听。
If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you.
这个没得在怎么解释这句话了？你心中注重罪孽，主就是不听。
Well, there's no other explanation. It's very clear. If you regard iniquity,
我希望你听得懂这句话。
I hope you understand this verse.
这句话没有说你犯了罪，主不听。
Now this verse does not say because you have committed sin, so the Lord does not hear you.
这句话是说你心中注重罪孽，他不听。
It's you regard iniquity in your heart.
换句话说，你根本没外面犯罪，但是里面这个罪你不放。
It's you haven't really outwardly committed the sin, but inside you're holding on to it.
你只要心中不放，你怎么祷告主都不听。
So as long as in your heart you're holding to that thing,
so 许多人不祷告
the Lord will not hear you, and so people don't pray.
不听嘛
But because the Lord does not hear me,
所以我们不知道主怎么听到
and that's because we don't really know how the Lord hear prayer.
在这个祷告第二件事
secondly,
我们弟兄还笑上礼拜交通过，就是我们心怀恶意，你也不要想从神那里得到任何事。
Last week, Hanshaw shared that if you're double-minded, you cannot have your prayers answered.
因为我们根本就不信得过我们的主。
Why? Because we don't believe in our Lord.
我跟朋友说，我们是怀疑主的人，我们就是充满了怀疑。
We are people who doubt God.
他这个翻译非常好，他不管你朋友还是弟兄姊妹，我们就是那个 people， 我们就是怀疑。
Yeah, whether you're a believer, unbeliever, we are doubting God.
因为我们对神的认识这么浅，所以我们就是怀疑。
Because our knowledge of Him is so shallow, so our attitude towards Him is doubt.
我们怀疑他，你怎么可能从他那里得到什么？
If we doubt Him, how can we get anything from Him?
这个祷告要。祷告我们能够看到哈，我只提这两点。
So for prayer, I only mention these two things.
心里面不要注重罪孽，我们 脑袋不要有一小片的片，一小片啊。
So in our heart, regard not iniquity, and in our mind, do not be double-minded.
主很多时候要我们答应我们的祷告有一件事，要我们懂得等候他的时间。
When the Lord answers our prayer, He wants us to know how to wait for His timing.
我们等得了，我们就明白主很多的重点。
If we can wait, then we can understand His way.
主有时候很快就回答。
Sometimes the Lord answers so quickly.
有时候要我们等一下。
But sometimes He wants us to wait.
神是乐意回答我们任何的祷告。
The Lord loves to answer us.
这个第一首的经历第五点就是关于主的引导。
And then first hand experience number five is about the Lord's leading.
我们都会问我怎么能够明白神的旨意。
Then we ask, how do I know the will of God?
听起来说我很想要知道主的旨意。
As if you really want His will.
但是我们是真的要知道他的旨意。
But do you really want to know His will?
跟弟兄姊妹常常交通过怎么知道在某件事上主的旨意是怎么样的呢？
We always share, oh, in this or that thing, what's the will of God?
我们讲的第一个合乎神的原则是圣经里面讲的，这个没违背圣经。
We say it's according to the principle of His word.
第二个，心里面有平安。
Secondly, there's peace in your heart.
第三个，有环境的印证。
The third is the confirmation of circumstance.
我就如果没记错是有人这样跟我说的。
And then some people say to me,
我喜欢一个女孩子。
I like a girl.
这个是一个姊妹。
And the woman, she's a sister.
这没违背圣经啊，我找一个信徒的。
Well, this does not counter the biblical principle.
我里面很有平安。
I have peace in my heart.
这个最近整天他都在我前面出现。
And then lately, he always appears before me.
是不是就是可以啊？这个就是神，就是这个人就是。
And so God said, that's it. She's the one.
你要知道，这个是你找，你根本就不管怎么样，就是他了。
Actually, for you, no matter what, it's her.
所以我们还是说，你可以的话，还是跟年长的弟兄们有点交通。
And so we encourage the person, you know, you have some fellowship with elder brothers.
你能够多一点的保障。
Then you can have more security in that.
就算年长弟兄都说好了，那我们还是要也是好好，不是说这个就是一个 green light 你就冲过去了。
But even if the elder brother says yes, does that mean it's green light and you need to run over?
我们必须学习什么叫做主的引导。
We need to learn what is the Lord's
will. 我们永远要记得，我们是人，都会错的。
We need to remember we're all humans. We're prone to mistakes.
当我们真的很严肃的看这些事的时候，我们只是说我们把这个错误能够把它减得最低。
When we take this thing seriously, all we can say is we can minimize the wrong.
我们主也看我们的心的，如果我们愿意这样子做，很多时候这些引导是真的祝福的。
And the Lord knows our heart, and so He leads us according to His heart.
主耶稣在地上讲过一句话。
The Lord said this.
他说我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
I'm the Alpha and the Omega.
我是首先的，我是末后。
I'm the first and last.
我是 the beginning and the end.
I'm the beginning and the end.
我是初，我是终。
And I'm the first and the last.
你要知道，在主的引导里面，这句话非常的重要。
And so this word in His leading is so important.
我们真的要主的引导。
If we want His leading,
我们心中要有个心态说主，一切都要你开始的。
We say we want you to begin.
不是你开始，我不踏上去的。
If you do not begin this, I'm not going to step on it.
我不要这件事是我开始的。
I don't want to be the one who starts this.
我要是你开始的。
I want you to start it.
所以当我有这个心愿说叫你开始的时候，我来寻求主的引导，主就不比较清楚多了。
And so if I'm like that and I seek Him, then it becomes clearer.
尼托森弟兄在这个事上他讲过。
Brother Nee said something like this.
他说每件事的开始。
The start of everything is God's will.
所以你变得开始非常要重要。
That's why the start is so important.
你要知道这件事是主开始的主，那你开始就对。
If the Lord started, then it's right.
然后在进行这件事的是神的能力。
And then to keep this thing going is His strength.
His power.
His power.
是神的能力带着整件事一直走下去的。
His power is the one that makes these things go on.
人看来这件事很不可能。
People think, oh, it's not possible.
充满了难处。
Oh, there's so much difficulty.
但是只要是神开始，神的能力要带着他走过的。
But as long as God wants to do it, His power will go with it.
当这件事结束的时候。
And when this thing ends,
给神带来荣耀。
It is to give glory to God.
不是给我们的荣耀，是给他的荣耀。
It is to give glory to God and not to us.
我们今天如果在许多我们跟我们有关的事情上都能够抓住这个原则的话，
If in many things we can grab this principle,
弟兄姊妹，我深信你一定有第一手的经历。
Then you will definitely have first-hand experience. Because this has included everything that we have talked about before. Of course, you will experience how God answered your prayer. And you have walked the walk of faith. And then you will see something.
So, 第一件事做贵重的器皿。
So, to be a vessel of honor,
第一件事我们要有第一手的经历。
We need to have first-hand experience.
第二个事是我们要远离虚假。
And we have to be far from deception.
我们读一节圣经，箴言第三十章第八节。
Proverbs 30:38.
我过去跟大家也只讲过的。
I spoke about this before.
我今天只讲这一节，第三十章第八节。
38.
求你使虚假和谎言离开离远离我，这是从上一句。
Remove far from me vanity and lies.
主对于法利赛人说，假冒为善。
The Lord said to the Pharisees, they are hypocrites.
为什么说他们假冒为善？
Why does the Lord say they're hypocrites?
他说他们能说不能行。
Because they talk, but they don't walk.
他们只会守规条。
They keep the letters of the law.
许多的事都是装出来的。
And many things, it's for show.
一个人主也讲了，他会装的原因是因为他爱人的荣耀过于爱神的荣耀。
And if they're just doing it to show other people, they want glory of man and not glory of God.
想要得到人的尊敬，人的高抬。
They want the respect and exaltation of them.
所以在这里哈，我们要成为贵重的器皿，我们远离这个装甲。
So if we want to be vessels of honor, we have to be.Far from this kind of life.
我刚刚讲这个三度空间这个图片。
I talk about these 3D pictures.
我常常是，我以前就在学生当中，我就要试试看他们的反应。
So I want to test their reaction when they see this.
我有很多很大张的。
And there are many posters that are really big.
有一张上面有三个黑熊。
In one poster, there are 3 black bears.
你很难看的，你一定要对的方法才看得进去的。
It's very hard to see because you have to be focusing it the particular way.
有人说，哎，我看到一个脚。
And somebody said, oh, I saw a beast.
我看到一只手。
I saw a hand.
啊，对，哎呀，里面有三只熊。
Oh, and then one said, oh, I saw 3 bears.
啊，我就发现很多人，哎，我也看见。
And then other people say, I also see it.
我说你真的看见了。
I said, do you really see it?
我说啊，你看见了。
She said, yes, yes.
面子有关了，这一定要看见了，真的。
Oh, because you know, there's a face involved here.
我就跟着就问了，我最问，这个有一只熊手中拿着什么
？And then I say, what is the bear holding?
哦，那个看不见的说看见了，那就麻烦了，这怎么的？等等啊，我再看。
The one who didn't really see, you know, is now in trouble.
那个真的看见，他就再来看，哎，他就拿着一盆花。
And then the one who really saw said, oh, he's holding a flower.
你知道这个哈，我只是正在做实验，我就看大家的反应。
Well, I'm just doing an experiment. I want to see people's reaction.
我已经差不多有十年不干这种事了。
I've done this for about 10 years.
但是我做这个哈，我就看看，有些人说，哎，我还是真的没看到，我只是看到一个角。
Some people say, oh, I don't really see. I see like just a beat.
也有人告诉我说，我什么都没看到。
And then some say, oh, I didn't see anything.
什么都没看到有两种反应。
So if you don't see anything, there are two reactions.
你教我看啊，我很想看到你们看到的。
So teach me, let me see.
有人说你骗人的，里面啥都没有。
The other says, oh, you're just lying. There's nothing there.
所以你说这就是我们的反应。
These are our reactions.
所以我在想到这个哈，主要我们成为一个真的人。
The Lord wants us to be somebody real.
因为主耶稣说我就是真理。
Why? Because the Lord said I am the truth.
所以说我们来到主面前，要用心灵与真诚的来敬拜他。
And then to worship Him, we have to worship in spirit and in truth.
我们能够下来的时候，我看到一点点或者没看到，我们能够说主啊，求你帮我看到。
If we can only see a little bit, we can say to the Lord, please help me see.
弟兄姊妹，我们只要真了，没有人可以看不起我们。
If we are real, nobody can look down on us.
因为我在主面前，我真实在寻求，我一心的只看到这么多，主 recognize 我们。
And so if we only see this much, and we're real about it, the Lord recognizes us.
我们切切向主说，主啊，帮助我看见，你这个人告诉我。或者你自己告诉我都可以，是我有一天看见。
So either to other people or to you, Lord yourself, help me see. So one day I will really see.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲说，一定给你看见。
The Lord will definitely let you see.
很多时候我们祷告，我发现有些弟兄姊妹祷告在兜圈。
Many times I find brothers and sisters when they pray, they go around.
我们能够祷告直接的。心中一点点的感觉，现在主的面前。
We need to pray directly, even though it's a little. Really give it to the Lord.
所以啊，成为贵重的器皿，第一个有地所的经历。
So to be a vessel of honor, first we have to have first-hand experience.
第二个，远离虚假。
Two is to remove lies from ourselves.
第三个，保罗在这里说要自洁。
And then, third is.
Second Timothy chapter 2. 这个第十九、十九、二十、二十一节吧。
First purge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
第十九节说离开不义。
So in verse 19, we have to depart from unrighteousness.
他说自洁，我们要离开不义。
We need to purge ourselves from unrighteousness.
我就想了诗篇第一篇讲过的话，我们不看。
Psalm 1 says.
他说不从恶人的计谋。
We don't want to get the counsel of the wicked.
不站罪人的道路。
We don't want to stand in the way of sinners.
不做亵慢人的座位。
And we don't want to sit in the seat of the scoffers.
我们不要讲很多很怎么要怎么去做。
We're not talking about big things.
我们在这里发现他说这个不从不站不坐。
We just don't want to listen, to stand, or to sit.
英文很好，他说不从恶人的计谋，就是不听他们的劝。劝告也好，跟我们讲的话也好，这个 counsel 这个是非常好。
We don't want the counsel of the wicked.
因为我想到不听他们的建议。
Or we don't want to listen to their advice.
我们今天我们只愿意这个听主在主里面有什么对的建议。
We only want to listen to the right.Counsel of God.
So, 关于自洁，我就留给弟兄姊妹这三句话：不从、不站、不做。
So, I just want to live with brothers and sisters. We don't want to listen. We don't want to stand, and we don't want to see.
第四个脱离卑贱的事。
And then we want to remove ourselves from lowly or things of this own honor.
英文把它都请出来，中文直接卑贱的事。这里讲到这个是卑贱的事也可以，卑贱的人也可以。
Whether it's these people of dishonor or things.
弟兄姊妹，我们要有这个心愿。
We need to have this kind of heart.
我们必须 initiate， 在我们里面自己 initiate 有这个心愿，我要脱离卑贱的事，卑贱的人。
We need to initiate this in our heart that we want to be away from lowly and things of dishonor.
主耶稣在保罗在这里说，第一个你要脱离卑贱，就是逃避少年的私欲。
And that's why we need to flee from youthful lust.
你要知道这个逃避啊，不是他这个词句啊，是讲到 continuous， 继续不断的逃避。
Now the flee here is a continuous tense.
你不要以为你现在年纪大了就没年轻的私欲，这是从年轻一直上来的。
Well, don't think that because you're older, you don't have youthful lust. No.
这个保罗在这里说，这个全部一直带上来。
Because this keeps on continuing.
带到你80岁还带过来。
It's still with you, even in your 80s.
所以他要你 continuously, 这个不断的逃避这个的私欲。
So, Paul is saying we need to continuously flee.
第一个，不为自己制造机会。
And we don't provide ourselves opportunities.
我们弟兄跟我们说，一个意念来就 cut it off.
When a thought comes, immediately cut it off.
那个是我们 initiate， 是我们愿意这样子。
We initiate that. We're willing to do that.
因为私欲会在我们脑袋里面 entertain 的，你 entertain 它，它就倒了。
Because the lust, if you entertain the lust, it will grab you.
我们怎么脱离卑贱的事？
So how do we get away from things of honor?
第一个，逃避少年的私欲。
So first is to flee from youthful lust.
你逃不掉呢？
Oh, how you cannot flee?
如果你没有逃掉，
if you cannot flee,
神还做一件事，就是神的管教。
God still do one more thing. He will discipline you.
英文很好哈，不是 punish， 是 discipline， 不是惩罚你，是管教你，教育你。
It's not punishing you, but disciplining you.Training you.
你叫 punish 没结果。
When you punish, there's no result.
神是 discipline， 是管教的，是为就有个结果的。
The Lord disciplines for a result.
我们人管教孩子，我们话是想管教，其实我们是责罚。
Many times we say we're disciplining our kids, but we're just punishing them.
但是神来管教我们是为了好的结果。
When the Lord disciplines us, it's for a good cause.
神要我们。能够自洁哈，能够圣洁，他用管教在我们上面。
And for us to be righteous, the Lord used discipline.
你知道我们今天为什么需要主的管教？因为我们生活太好。
Why do we need the discipline of the Lord? Because we have such a good life.
最近这个有同学的父母他说来到美国，发现过前一次看到美国很丰富。这次看到美国很发达。
Parents said that, oh, we see America, is so abundant and now it's so progressive.
所以啊，你知道在美国生活，基本上大家都过得不错。
And so everybody who is living here, we have a good life.
我想我还是跟大家读这些圣经哈，耶利米书48:11。
Jeremiah 48:41。
我想很多弟兄姊妹都知道这些圣经，但是啊，我想我们重复再看一看，对我们还是有益的。
I'm sure you're familiar with this, but to read it again is going to be profitable for us.
48:11。
48:11。
他说：“摩亚自幼年以来常想安逸，如酒在渣滓上澄清，没有从这器皿倒到那器皿里。”也未曾被掳去，因此他的原味尚存，香味未变。
Moab had been at ease from his youth, and he had settled on his knees, and had not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither had he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed.
英文很好，他这个 at ease 就是太顺，
Here it says it at ease, so everything is so easy.
不是他什么都没难处, 但基本上是顺的。
It's not that he does not have any difficulty, but in general, everything is easy.
所以他说他这个人一直都没什么变。
And so, he has not changed.
长期的没变。
So, in, this is over a long haul, he hasn't changed.
自己说自己变了没用的。
When you say you have changed, it's no use.
是别人发现你变了。
When other people see you change,
不管是信主的、不信主的，发现你变。
Whether it's those who believers or non-believers, if they see you have changed.
这个整个的关键，你愿意把自己摆在主的手中，给主来带领。
The key is you're willing to hand over yourself to the Lord, and He will pour you from vessel to vessel.
什么叫卑贱？
Now, what is dishonor?
这个卑贱的就是那个渣子能够留下来离开了。
The dishonor are those that have been strained out.
所以耶利米在这里说，我们求主在我们身上能够到的。
And so, Jeremiah say, we pray that we will be poured out.
如果我自己不能脱离卑贱。
If I cannot remove myself from dishonor, and I cannot do that to myself, but I'm willing to tell the Lord that, you know, move your hand, and so through His hand of discipline, He can bring us out of dishonor.
所以我们要成为贵重的器皿，主说我们要脱离卑贱。
So to be a vessel of dishonor, we have to be rid of dishonor.
我们能够要自戒。 Purge.
We have to purge ourselves.
这个保罗在这里还讲到一件事情，脱离卑贱的话，回到这个提摩太后书。 他说：“与那清心祷告着主的人一同追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。”
And then it also says that in order to flee also from youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
前面讲脱离。 是消极的。
First, in the beginning, it talks about we have to leave to, it's a negative.
或者说应该是 passive.
Oh, it's a passive way.
这里讲是积极的。
But now it talks about an active.
他说你与那清心祷告主的人一同追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And so we have to follow righteousness, faith, love, peace. With them, the calling the Lord out of a pure heart.
这里讲了一个事情，就是说，我们愿意与那些倾心祷告主的人常常相聚。
So we want to be together with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
这就谈到我们关于聚会的事。
So now it talks about our meeting.
当我们愿意聚的时候，他说你要跟这些人一同相聚。
If we want to meet, we want to meet with this kind of people.
为什么要我们常常这些人一同相聚？
Now, why do we want to meet with this type of people?
第一个，我们有同伴。
Because then we have companions.
我们不觉得太孤单。
We won't feel too lonely.
我们能够彼此扶持。
We can help each other.
我们说我们是同路人。
And we are people of the same way.
第二个。
And second,
主告诉我们，是有两三个人聚在一起。
If there are two or three together,
就带下能力。
Then it brings down power.
主的同在也带下能力。
Because the presence of the Lord brings in power.
你知道生命记里面给我们提到说，他说一个人追赶一千人，两个人追赶多少啊？亿万。
So if a person can pursue 1,000, two can pursue 10,000.
另外一些也想到，他说五个人追赶一百人，一百人追赶亿万人。
So five can pursue 100, 100 can pursue 10,000.
你知道今天聚乃是把主的能力带下来。
So special meeting is to bring down the power of God.
So, 这个是聚的第二点。
So, this is the point about meeting.
第三点是讲到蒙恩。聚的第三点讲到蒙恩。
And the third is to be upon grace.
当我们能够聚在一起的时候。
When we can meet together.
你知道主要施的恩典比你单独的时候的恩典要大多。
Then the grace that's poured out on you is way more than if you're by yourself.
所以我们要常常来到弟兄姊妹，真的在聚在主面前的，我们不随便不聚会。
That's why we don't want to be lax about meeting with brothers and sisters.
这个聚的第四点。
And the fourth about meeting.
他说这是在身体里的。
This is in the body.
你知道在身体里那是得保护，仇敌不容易攻击。
In the body, you're protected, and the enemy cannot easily attack.
你落单了，仇敌很容易攻击你，但是你在身体里面，仇敌不容易攻击。
If you're alone, it's very easy for the enemy to attack you.
不管你是信主多少年，或者带领还是什么刚信主的，我们都需要在身体里。
Whether you are a new believer or you believe a long time, we need to be in a meeting.
So, 我们聚的话使我们得到。
So, this meeting gives us protection.
第五个点。
And then the fifth.
帮助我们能够看见更多。
Help us that we can see more.
我们有时候我们自己怎么都好像读不懂，看不清。
So,Sometimes we cannot understand by ourselves.
但是当我们聚在主的面前，你发现，哎，我好像很久没看得懂的这句话，或者没突然间里面亮。
But you realize maybe there's a verse you cannot understand for a long time, and then all of a sudden in a meeting you're lighted up.
因为我们一同聚在主的面前。
Why? Because we're meeting before the Lord.
我们一同聚。最重要那是一同做主的见证。
And when we meet together, it is to meet for his testimony.
所以我们不要小看这里保罗所语呢，倾心祷告主的人能够一同的追求。
So let us not belittle this Paul said about calling on the Lord out, to meet with them who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
还是要我们在聚的里面，我们能够经历这个主的能力，主的保护，使我们更多蒙恩，更多看见。
And in this meeting, we really experience more His presence, His protection, and we can see even more.
保罗在这里说，他说你要与倾心与祷告主的人相聚。
We need to be with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
倾心让我们能够见神。
Pure heart, let us see God.
祷告乃是这个人常与主交通的。
Call on the Lord or prayer is what refers to one who communes with the Lord often.
这个人是与主询问的人。
This person always asks the Lord.
所以当我们愿意与这样的人，我们也愿意成为这样的人，这个相聚就成为我们何等大的益处。
So if we meet like meeting with this kind of person and we are like this person, then our meeting is important.
他这里说我们追求什么？第一个公义。
And what do we pursue? Righteousness?
公义，换句话说，没有虚假，我们追求的是真实的事，真实的事。
What we pursue is right, it's not lies.
第二个信德，就是讲到信心。
Second is faith.
乃是我们都在这里，一同在不同的环境里面，我们还都在过信心的生活。
No matter what the circumstance, we want to live by faith.
仁爱乃是讲到爱。
Love, of course, is about love.
你要知道，我们都没有爱。
We do not have love.
但是我们退一步，我们学会什么是主的怜悯。
But we take a step back and learn what is the mercy of God.
我们在主的怜悯上面有学习。我们从那里再进入学习爱。
If we experience God's mercy, then we can take the next step of learning to love.
第四个和平。
And then peace.
你知道这个和平哈，一个是讲的跟神的和平，一个讲的跟人的和平， 主要的跟自己的和平。
This peace talks about peace with God, peace with others, and peace with ourselves.
我们今天最大的问题是我们与自己没有和平。
Today, we are not at peace with ourselves.
所以保罗在这里说，我们要脱离卑贱，除了消极的，我要逃避，或者经过神的管教，积极的，我要拒。
So to leave behind dishonor in a passive way, but also in an active way, we need to we get together
与那些一同很认真要主的、倾心祷告主的人，我们一起相聚。
So we need to gather with those who are serious with the Lord, who calls on the Lord out of a pure heart.
最后一点就是在第二章最后提到的，要做主的仆人。
And then, lastly, at the end of the second chapter, talk about being the servant of God.
他说做主的仆人要温和。
As a servant, you have to be gentle.
其实另外一个字来讲到这个，他说你不要争竞。所以换句话说，我们第一个，我们如果不要去争竞，我们就是已经走上温和的路。
So if we do not strive, then we have already taken the path of gentleness.
我们不要在这些很多因着自己还是怎么样，在很多的争论争竞的里面，我们就已经走上是温和的路。
If we do not strive or strive for ourselves, then we have already taken the path of gentleness.
这里对神的仆人他有个要求，他说你能够善于教导。
Here there is a demand. It says you're apt to teach.
他说你要帮助人能够认识神，能够带领人使他们生命能够成长。
You have to help others that their life, their spiritual life will grow.
他说那一定遇到抵挡的人。
And of course, you're going to meet opposition.
就他说我们一定要学习怎么样用温柔来劝解。
And so in meekness,we have to know how to deal with those who oppose us.
你知道我们一般遇到抵挡都很难说这个能够温柔。
When we meet opposition, it's very hard to be meek and gentle.
所以这个乃是我们今天需要把我们带上路，能够在这里，我们第一个不是真心，哎，我们真的英文这个字很重，这 meekness 这个不容易达到的。
This word, meekness is very hard to achieve.
但主还是要你用血气对待抵挡的人，根本不会有结果。
But still, the Lord does not want us to act out of the flesh and to strive with men.
我们只愿意主带着我们都成为他的仆人，学习怎么样面对抵挡，而能够带出结果。
But the Lord wants us to be His servants and know how to face opposition.
我一开始跟大家读两节的圣经。
At the beginning, I had us read two verses.
主耶稣说，在彼得前书说，总要做神的仆人。
It says we have to be servants of God in 2 Peter.
然后呢，哥林多后书他说，做神的用人。
And then 2 Corinthians the same way, we have to be servants of God.
这个叫做主的神的用人来做神有用的人。
So we have to be somebody who is of use to God.
所以这段时间这是我在主面前的负担。
So this is my burden before the Lord.
我们愿意主要我们做他的仆人。
The Lord wants us to be his servant.
主要我们来侍奉他。
He wants us to serve him.
我们不能够说我们都翘着这个二郎腿，我们就在那里，就是只享受主的恩典。
We cannot just put up our feet and then just want His grace.
主要我们真正成为他的仆人。
But He wants us to really be His servant.
因为你我有一天都要交账。
Because one day we have to give our account.
只有我们在侍奉里面，我们有真的被主来训练。
And only in service can we be trained by the Lord.
但愿我们都能够成为主有用的人。
May we be those who are used by the Lord.
希望提摩太后书谈到这几种 的仆人能够对我们有点帮助。
May what we read from 2 Timothy about the different kinds of servants May that be useful for us. Let us pray.
主，再次谢谢你用重价买赎了我。
Lord, we thank you that you have paid a great price to redeem us.
主啊，我们实在觉得你何等的恩典，让我们能够回到你的家。
Lord, you're so gracious that we can come back to your home.
我每次想到我们今天是与神有份，心中就满了感谢。
The fact that today we're part of you, Lord, we're so thankful.
但是主啊，你也给我们有个心智，我们愿意成为一个有用的仆人。
Give us a heart that we want to be a servant useful for you.
因为你还有一个心意，就是要我们来侍奉你。
Because you want us to serve you.
求你因着这个，使我们竭力的来认识。Lord,
because of this, that we will really pursue earnestly.
当我们越过越认识你，也让我们也认识我们自己。
That the more we know of you, about you, know you, we will know ourselves.
主啊，给我们看到，若不是你，我们没办法往前走。Not
because of you, we cannot even take one step.
再次说，在这混乱的时代，愿你唤醒我们沉睡的人。In
this chaotic time, please wake us up, Lord.
使我们都能够好好忠心的跟随。That
we will follow you faithfully.
主啊，求你纪念你自己的话语。May
you remember your own word, Lord.
纪念我们这个人。And
remember us, Lord.
愿你得着一切的称颂与荣耀。That
you gain all the praise and glory.
奉主耶稣基督的。This
we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.